This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Today, Monday, December 2nd through to Saturday, December 7th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Rhinelander District Library is hosting Holidays Around the World. They invite you to join them in celebrating December holidays in the Children's Department. There will be crafts and activities all week long. Once again, that's Monday, December 2nd through to Saturday, December 7th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 106 North Stevens Street in Rhinelander. The lake effect snow machines are on. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains what that means.
Snow, created simply by the Great Lakes themselves. First, the air temperature must be at least 23 degrees cooler than the water. Currently, Lake Superior sits at a balmy 45 degrees, while Lake Michigan is hanging on to some heat at 50 degrees. As north winds pull in overnight lows in the teens and highs below freezing this week, they will pick up steam from the unfrozen waters. Once this moist breeze hits land, it rises, forming clouds that will dump the frozen droplets as heavy snow downwind, usually falling in narrow bands that produce 2 to 3 inches of snow per hour or more. Areas like Hurley, Wisconsin, typically pick up 200 inches of snow per year. That's over 16 feet, and last year was troublesome, as they only received 66 inches. This did not allow for winter rec activities to activate, leaving snowmobile trails empty and trips canceled from out-of-state tourism. It's something our Northwoods neighbors need. Snowfall. Thankfully, for the next few weeks, Lake Superior will be spitting out snow to our woods. And if a good base is built, snowmobile trails typically open in early December. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for Civic Media News.
Friday, December 6th at 3:30, Manitowish Wanderers is hosting their Small Town Christmas. They invite you to join them as they kick off the holiday season with activities such as a children's event, where children participate in holiday-themed games, crafts, and activities to complete a postcard to the North Pole, turn in a completed postcard for a chance to win a prize, and Santa and Mrs. Claus will be stopping by. There will also be homemade cookies by the Women's Service League. Food and refreshments are provided. This will be followed by the lighting of the town Christmas tree, followed by a bonfire and Christmas carols. Once again, that's Friday, December 6th at 3:30 in Manitowish Waters. Wisconsin is near the top of the list for dam failures in the past 20 years. Lisa Hale has more.
A recent report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state ranks second in the United States for dam failures over the past 20 years. The study also found that dam failures have been occurring more frequently in recent years, leading researchers to believe that extreme weather caused by climate change could be contributing to the failures, as well as an overall aging infrastructure. You may remember back in July, the erosion around a dam in Manawa in Waupaca County caused a breach that resulted in flooding and an evacuation of residents. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources distributes $4 million each year for dam maintenance, but experts say more funding is needed.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers get ready for Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Lions Thursday night at Ford Field. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, was it weird holding a Wednesday type of practice on a Sunday afternoon?
Definitely. It was definitely a weird week, and it was weird to wake up and know that there's other football games today. So it doesn't feel like Sunday, but like I said, we're treating it like a Wednesday.
NBA, the Bucks are now 10-9 after beating the Washington Wizards over the weekend. Up next, they host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night at Five Surf Forum. The Bucks have won 6 in a row. College hoops, the Badgers with a 74-53 win over Chicago State. Tomorrow night, they'll face the Wolverines at the Kohl Center.
We know now we jump back into deep water Tuesday night with league play opening up, and got a really good Michigan team coming in here, so we'll use Sunday and Monday to prep for that, and get ready to, like I said, jump into Big Ten play.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low in the lower teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some light snow in the afternoon with a high in the mid 20s. Light snow will continue Tuesday night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.